Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
With every passing moment, thoughts of you run through my head. Every time that I'm near you, I realize that you're heaven sent.
Come on.
Oh, I think you're truly something special. Just what my dreams are really made of. Let's stay together, you and me, girl. There's no one like you around.
What?
what you done to me, babe. I can't really explain. I'm so into you.
Jack Ross.
You. I'm so into you, girl. I'm so into you.
Let it breathe. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's the Get Down with your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic, and I happen to be joined by that dynamic host. Man, he goes by so many monikers. Let's see. The Chocolate Boy Wonder, The Dark Knight, The Deepest Shade of Soul, John Robinson, a.k.a. J-Rob, the Wise Son. But if you were here last week, it's Mr. Sapalicious to you. What's up, my brother?
I hate all of y'all, and we ain't going to be playing that Sapalicious shit this week. No, we're not. No, we're not.
What's up?
We're going to keep it. Bro? What's happening, Van? What's happening, Van?
Sapalicious?
I hate you so much right now.
Well, you ain't going to never lay that one down, bro. I'm already having a T-shirt made, bro. I can't wait to see you in June. Can't wait to see you.
I swear, if there is a shirt that says Sapalicious on it, I'm leaving. I'm getting on another plane. I'm coming back to New York. I'll fly back the next day, but I'm mad at you for 24 hours.
Bro, I'm trying to find the right one. I'm trying to find a neutral color because you live in New York. But I got you, bro. I got you. You want Mr. or just Sapalicious? I mean, which one? How about Wise Son? How about Dark and Sapalicious? Ooh.
What? No, you don't. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Oh, no, you don't. Don't you dare. Ruin the good name of a dark knight. Oh, don't you dare, sir. If you value any part of our relationship, you will not do something like that to me. And for all of you in the listening audience that's laughing, I'm mad at you too. Y'all know that wasn't right. That was not right last week. That was not right.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening in online and you'd like to join in and maybe you just want to just call in and just say hey to J-Rob by calling him, hey, Mr. Sapalicious. Hey, call in.
3-1. I will hang up on you.
6300. And when you get here, please press 1. Tonight's show is sponsored
by disconnect every line.
None other than
we'll be starting the show from scratch.
Why be average when you can be raw? Shout out to the CEO of Epiphany Radio as well as Raw Links, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Does It, y'all. Please make sure that you reach out to that brother, say thank you for Epiphany Radio, or get you some Raw Links. My brother, why?
Yeah, sir.
Let everybody know what we got going on tonight, bro.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, and those of you who will not call me by that vulgar name, tonight, we got a question about you. A question about you. Because, you know, what poets don't tell people is that poetry got some soul. Because you always giving up a piece of your soul when you giving up some poetry. But what is the essence of your poetry? How do you describe the essence that makes up what you call in your version of poetry? So that's what we're doing tonight. You want to tell us the essence of your poetry. I think it makes for a pretty interesting conversation, Van. What do you think?
I think so, too. Hey, I couldn't agree more, man. I couldn't agree more. You know, because the essence of one's ink is something that we should definitely hear about. You know? I mean, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Me too. You know.
So
I want to hear the creativity, and I'm dying
too.
To see who has what and what are they bringing to the table this evening.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, indeed. So which one of us is going to dive in first? I mean, because before we go any further, let me just say, last week's show, if you missed last week's show, you missed something amazing. You missed it.
Very.
It was a dynamic show.
Very.
I'm sorry that you missed it, but you check it out in the archives, because there, J. Rob, the Wise Son, and myself did happen to stomp the listening audience. So
there are people out there who actually believe that they can tell who wrote whose piece. Now, y'all know me and Van joke around about it, but they're like, I know when it's J. Rob writing it. I know when it's poetic writing it, and they were wrong.
Yes.
Well, one person had one part right. The rest of y'all was wrong.
Yeah, the rest of y'all were wrong. Yeah.
The rest of y'all was wrong. So
but it's okay.
It was a fun time.
I enjoyed writing.
A fun time
that
was had by all.
For sure.
I had a great time.
Now, I had a wonderful time. So who's going first? Rock, paper, scissors?
No. Since you came up with that disgusting nickname, I think you should go first as punishment.
Hey, whoa,
you
whoa,
should
whoa.
Go first.
Whoa. I did not come up with the nickname. You guys have to listen to the last week's show to hear who really came up with that nickname.
You know why I blame you, Van? You know why I blame
what
you?
I do, bro?
Because you my brother, right? You're my brother, right?
Yeah, I'm your brother. I'm your brother.
You love me, right?
I do.
It was your job to say, whoa. Whoa. Like 50 Cent in his song. Whoa. That's what you were supposed to do. But no, you laughed. And you carried it on. And other people laughed.
It was funny, man.
You were supposed to shut it down.
It was hilarious.
I get it. You were supposed to have a chuckle and be like, whoa. Got to leave my man alone. You could call Mr. Metaphoria, Suckalicious or whatever that disgusting name is. You could call Mojave. You can call For Real the Poet. You could call Just Jay. You call any of the callers that came in. You can call them that.
Hey. That name was given to you, sir. You, sir, the name was given to J. Rob the Wise Son, Sappalicious. You own it, bro. You're stuck with it. What'd you say you wear? What'd you say you wear? 2X? Is that what you said? 2X? Gotcha, bro. Gotcha.
Mm-mm. I wear medium.
No, lies. Lies. Lies and propaganda.
So with those lies and propaganda, I would like to hear yours first.
Sure. Not a problem, man. I titled this one, The Essence of My Poetry is Me. If I shared with you the ambiance of something my mind conceives as an essence, could you handle the way I put nouns and verbs together? String them so beautifully with powerful metaphors, could you remember? Maybe if I planted a seed in your soil, then watered your soul, and watched while you grew the most gorgeous flowers, blooming in the spring from my love's April showers. Would you be reminded of how casually I said hello the first time? Like when I wrote my first poetic rhyme, not knowing that you were someone I would crave, while my ink scribbles on the pad, leaving my worded emotions to be brave, while I break down the importance of my ink, from the mind of poetic, wondering if you hear what I think, or are you just saying those lines are so dope, hoping the adrenaline high allows you to cope to the enlightenment of words pouring into your left and right hemisphere. I mean, I could say something sexy like, come here, as I whisper the kinds of actions into your ears that would unlock your inhibitions and bury your fears. Where are you going and why is your seat warm and moist? I mean, I just use my voice to express the essence of my poetry. I thought you said you heard of me, but in case you forget it, my name is Poetic, and I am the essence of my poetry. Ask my pen, then you will know of me. From the mind of Poetic.
Okay, first, I really love this piece.
Good, bro.
I love this piece. I can't shit on you for this. I really love this piece. I really, really love this. And I like how you took this. Lately, and I say that in all entirety, like Stevie Wonder, lately, you've been in this pocket, like you just discovered the magic unicorn that makes love spin around clouds and make rainbows say, hold up, not yet, they're walking by. This piece encompasses a lot of that. Like, why are you here? You know what these words are going to do to you. You sure you're ready for this ride? All right, it's just my voice, but prepare yourself. Prepare to be moved and moistened. This is a truly awesome piece, and I like looking past the words into the words. Peace a lot.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. But yeah, bro, you know, I love writing and like this. But enough about me. I really want to hear what the essence of my brother has.
Okay, cool. I think I could do something.
So go ahead and get on down, bro.
Gladly. The essential part of heard words are spoken because the truth has got to be let out. Similar to handheld weapons used to destroy families because the destruction comes out every time we let the lead out. So what we say is essential. To drown ears in fabled fantasies for families destroyed over pride, and all we do is decide, I have to, from the have-nots, and speak to the what-ifs and the what-nots. So we bleed these accents via the quill and do what we will, only to speak the truth that will, and oh, what a thrill. To tell each story in truth that's painful. In some cases, words are like cameras, and each piece allows me to put a picture into your mind's retina so you can see just where I'm coming from. Feel my pain, respect my struggle, and understand the hustle, since each phrase can be strong and it contains so much muscle. But I guess if I was in a gang, I'd do so much more than just bang out. But since I'm an expressionist, my world vision forces me to pull my pen out and express my personal points of view, scribbled thoughts, and cruel sights of how my people have so much to live for, but I see that we would rather hurt each other than expand the plan to leave something for those behind us to grow on. And the only thing left is to see what I'm finished with and let the world give the feedback if they understand what I'm working with. Ink dripped in the name of Langston Hughes and James Baldwin, Will the Real One, and any other poet that has ever decided to pick up a pen. It speaks the truth. Essentially through ink drips, open hearts drown in tears of unforgiving moments, and we continue to spit the truth in blazing essential fashion. Because without that pen, without your thoughts, without all the things that make this creativity what it is genre would die. And the world would be in utter chaos, and alphabets wouldn't make sense. We would all just stand around looking for the next big thing to come until someone forgot a lost language, stood in front of a microphone, and essentially gave the world poetry. And that's a piece.
Yo. Wise time. First of all, this is an amazing piece. But what makes it amazing is your delivery of it, your cadence, that calm but direct. Like, I want you to hear and understand all these words that I'm saying right now. Bro, This is what I'm talking about. This right here is this. And then you said something, man. You said, but since I'm an expressionist, my world vision forces me to pull the pen out and express my personal point of view through scribbled thoughts and cruel sights. The world we live in. I appreciate you,
exactly.
Man. I appreciate the things, man.
Man, I appreciate you because I wrote this after listening to what has happened in the Black community this past week. You know, the young lady getting shot in front of the lawn, the young man being turned around and getting hit, young man dying needlessly. You know, the kind of things that are happening now shouldn't be common conversation. It should be a matter of fact. But unfortunately, it's common conversation and everyday, mundane. And again, I say we as poets, we owe the community so much, whether we like it or not, that we have got to find a way to tell the world how great it is, how fantastic it is, and how messed up we've gotten it.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Yes, sir.
Indeed. All right, good brother. I don't know about you, man.
Yeah, man.
You know how we do. We can go at this, you know. Seemingly forever, seems like. However,
you already know. We got a couple people to talk. I want to hear the essence of the poetry.
So we say we open up this verse mic and dive into it. What do you say?
I say let's go for it, sir.
All right. First up to the mic this evening on the Get Down, area code 904. Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have the pleasure on the mic tonight?
This is Ms. VIP. How are you two?
Ooh, lovely.
Hey! Hey, Mrs.
With a whole different number. Mrs. VIP. Ladies and gentlemen, Tiffany's own Mrs. VIP. One half host of the Erotic Club Zone. Ooh, Lord, it gets pretty steamy over there. Oh, sorry.
Actually, man, we can't call her Ms. VIP anymore. Cause she got her own theme music now, so she's Mrs. She's Mrs.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Okay.
She got her own theme music. She's like, hey daddy, and he like, hey mommy, and you know, all that other mushy nonsense. Oh,
right.
All that other mushy yuckness, but nonetheless, I'm head over heels happy that she's happy. So we can't call her Miss VIP anymore, brother.
Mrs. VIP.
That's okay.
Well, Mrs. VIP, welcome to the Get Down. Kudos to your show last night.
Kudos to your show last night.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Now, are you ready to give us the essence of your poetry tonight?
I am.
Well, let me and Javon move ourselves out of the way and let you go ahead and get on down. Come on,
stop shoving.
Good on down.
Well, thank you. Thank you. This piece is untitled because I just finished before the show started. All right. The essence of my poetry is nothing but love. I would say I was appointed or anointed with God's unchanging hands to write what I do. If there is injustice, I write with sympathy to the offended, righteous indignation to the guilty, but no one can judge but the Almighty. See, I love poetry and those who are like-minded, and when I'm writing about love, I recite with a smile with such a glow, it leaves people feeling a certain way, in love, happy, or aroused. Love is the catalyst of my poetry. My pen is good. Someday I hope to be proficient, superlative in my writing, whether in rhyme or prose. No ego, alter ego perhaps, because I could really get wicked and snatch your soul. That's where the dichotomy begins and ends. And I'm back with love, the essence of my poetry. And that's that piece.
Did you hear her talk about snatching souls? Did you hear her talk about snatching souls?
Mm.
And then she said, then I'm going to come back with love.
She out there snatching souls through a righteous indignation. I was like, who the fuck is this?
Well, that part. And the dichotomy.
See, what happens?
You see that big word she threw in there?
Oh, my goodness.
She fell in love and expand her vocabulary, and she all in love and stuff.
Y'all ain't right.
You ain't say we was. You didn't say we was wrong though.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a dynamite piece though. I really enjoyed this.
Very much so.
I really enjoyed this. You touched on a lot of topics on this piece, but one thing's for certain: you can't mistake the love that was in it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Last thing.
I love that she talks about love like this. Even though y'all know right now I'm anti-stappy.
Oh.
And one is because of that damn name. The other one is I hate him.
Oh, goodness.
And, you know, I write some extremely great love poetry. I ain't in love.
Mm-hmm.
But for those of you who are, enjoy, hold it, hold hands with it, show public displays of it, write some poetry about it, and do what Ms. VIP just did. Turn it up, but turn it loose.
Nice. I enjoy it.
Especially your righteous indignation. I'm like, look at you.
Right.
And then she says it with such sexy sappiness. Your righteous indignation.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, happy birthday, Mr. President. Like, what the hell, man? What the hell? You heard it, man.
I heard it.
She took a deep breath and let it go nice and slow, and she's like, your righteous indignation. I was like, what in all hell? Am I old enough to be listening to this poetry?
Yes, sir. That is exactly what happened.
All right. I still loved it, though.
Well, oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
You should put that in the event page.
I can.
Absolutely.
Yes, you can.
Now.
Yes, please, and thank you.
Mrs. VIP, I know you just had a show last night, but can you let everybody know what you got going on here in the Epiphany Radio?
I most certainly can. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Daylight Savings Time, as you will. La Perla Negra and I are in the erotic love zone, and we have a lot of fun. We have fun topics, and open mic is off the hizzy. All right, off the chain. So, guys, come and join us anytime. The mic is always open for everyone. Back to you, gentlemen.
All right.
She even talks about her so sexy.
All of it, though. All of it. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mrs. VIP. One love, one mic, darling. We'll see you next Wednesday in the Arrival.
One love, one mic.
9 p.m., y'all.
Right.
Man, this had to come through and show off for Mr. Sapalicious.
What? Oh, what'd you say?
I said, this how they come out and show out for Mr. Sapalicious.
I heard what you said. I heard what you said. You just stop it. You stop.
I mean, don't worry about it. We're gonna go right to the next part. I'm sure it probably be pretty much more of the same. Ladies and gentlemen, the other half host of the Erotic Love Zone and host of Poetic Therapy. She's got a few other shows, but you all know who she is. La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man. Hey, J-Rock.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you. And good evening to you, too, ma'am. Good evening to you, too.
You know what to do there, right? I was slipping in there. Trust me.
You have a good night, too. You have a good night, too. You have a good night yourself, lady. You have a good night.
They're not banging on me.
I mean.
What you mean?
Hey.
Don't encourage me.
Hey.
Yes.
Yes, sir. What's up, bro?
Hey.
Yeah.
What's up, bro?
Just welcome to the get down, lady.
Thank you. How are you tonight, gentlemen? Beautiful poetry. I loved it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Doing pretty good.
Very sapalicious.
Really? Really? You just can't let that go. Really? You just ain't got no respect. No respect at all.
I'm sorry. It was eating me up. I had to get it out.
No. See, because if we're really friends and we really family, y'all would respect our brother's wishes and let that go. But no, that's not what you want to do.
Right. You don't let shit go in this family. You know, already.
That's all right. That's all right. Wait till you see the T-shirt.
Oh,
like Denzel Washington said,
"Oh,
okay, okay." That's where we at. Like Denzel Washington said, "I'm putting cases on all you bitches. You're gonna be doing writing poetry in Pelican Bay when I get through with you. 15-hour lockdown." No pen.
What? Can you usher the girl and negative to the mic? Can you please?
Yeah. Miss Pearl. Yeah, Miss La Pearl. You. Hey, listen. You want to tell us the essence of your poetry, or we gonna keep up this stuff?
I'll tell you.
Pelican Bay don't be looking too nice from them gates, does it? All right, fine. No, Vinny, I'm good. I got this, Vinny. It's cool. So, listen, I'm not even asking Van to move. I'm going to shove him out the way. So, we would appreciate it. No. Just get on down. I ain't appreciate nothing. Oh, I sure not to say that damn word. No, don't pay attention to me. No, Vinny, I got this. Mind your business. I'm fine. But it's time for you to say your poetry. And I swear to God, if there's any sacrilegious in that damn piece of poetry that you spit, we're going to bang on you. We're going to bang on you every week until you stop saying the word.
Oh, God.
Or after you at Van's wedding.
Oh, Lord.
Please get on down.
All right, all right. So let me tell you a little bit. I actually, you know what? I'm going to just read this. I'm going to just read it. All right. Someone tried to sweep away all my stardust. That tenacious, bright trail of light that I purposely set out for those that feel lost in their dark. For those that can't see what to reach for when trying to desperately find their way out. For those who want to know that they still, that they do matter and they have purpose. For those who just want some kindness and love. My stardust is a permanent imprint on your soul. It's good medicine for the spiritual immune system. Because my stardust is tied to love. Love that awakens that which lay dry, dormant, and left in ruins. Love giving that necessary boost that inspires to continue. Love that feeds and fills what's empty. Can't sweep away love. So for those of you who still feel lost, take a deep breath and exhale. Close your eyes. Hold your head up. Then look inside and find that happy space. There is your way. And I'm here. You see, just as the precious air and water is essentially necessary, the essence of my poetry is me. The gentle construct of every cell in my body and the unremovable memories from life being my learning tree. It is the beginning energy of my spirit that this soul embodies. I am the essence of my poetry and all that be me. That's that piece.
Yo, I dig this piece right here. I love this. Oh, I love this. There's so many gems and jewels in this piece. When I hear it, it makes me want to just be in the atmosphere, hovering above the earth and just absorbing all of that radiance. Thank you for this dynamic piece.
Thank you.
Why, thanks.
Thank
you. I ain't saying it was dynamic. It was excellent. It was excellent. Very excellent.
Thank you.
I like where you took this, but my only criticism, I want to hear this piece again without it sounding so sexy. I would love to hear this piece again with you speaking like a mother, with your dreads all the way out, somewhat one or two strands covering your eyes or covering your face or whatnot. The rest of your, they're out like a lion's mane. And you just in front of the mic and you just telling this piece because you're talking from a mother's position. And like anyone else, when mommy speaks, the rest of us pipe down and listen. And when you give that last stanza, you give them a couple of seconds to digest that. And before anyone starts a hand clap or a finger snap, you exit slowly. You don't even say thank you. You can just say mama's spoken. And it'll be dope.
How about I do this? How about I record that for you? Y'all make me nervous. Y'all still make me tremble inside. And you know, this
with all that name
actually,
calling.
This piece was actually inspired by a really, really good poet. I'm going to leave the name out, but I'm going to have to record it for the way that you want me to say it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The way that you want me to say
That'd
it.
That'd be dope.
And I will send it to you. Thank you.
Just
I'm glad
nice
you
and
didn't
slow.
Find no sapaliciousness in it.
I'm calling back. I can't take it. I'm hanging up. I'm calling back. I'll call back. I'll call back, man. I'll call back.
I had to hit it one more time. I'm
hey,
done. I'm done. I ain't going to say no more.
Go ahead and let the listening audience know what you got going on at Tiffany Radio.
Okay, so I'm going to start with Wednesday night. Every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voiced diva, Mrs. VIP. Now, as my diva said earlier, was it you, Vina? Well, we did have a show last night, so we were playing around with a topic for next week, and we'll let you know what it is when we get to it. I'm sure you're going to love it. Okay, so every other Saturday, I am the host of Poetic Therapy, and that is a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Or you can just sit back, relax, and listen to some smooth tunes from my playlist. And sometimes on Fridays and Mondays, I'm a host of one of the two shows. But we're going to see how that goes. Back to you, gentlemen. Lord, y'all make me nervous.
Oh, girl, you make yourself nervous. We don't make you nervous. Make yourself nervous.
Yeah, y'all do.
But on her way to the Get Down Dance Floor, ladies and gentlemen, you can catch the Pearl or Negra. Well, she gave you all of the times, Wednesdays, Fridays, every other Saturday. You know, whenever Pharrell decides he want to do the Soul Cafe, it'll be 1/4 on Monday. Well, you know, she gave you all of that. Down there for One Love, One Mic.
One Love, One Mic. Bye, Sapalicious. Mute me, mute me.
J-Rob, the wise son, are you there? Are you back yet?
I want access to the control room. So I can bang on someone.
You can't. No. That's not that show. This is not the show where you bang on people. That's do what you like. That's for real and Mr. Metaphoria. You know,
sometimes
yeah.
You can do what you like on the Get Down.
Oh boy, here we go. You know what? Let's bring in Epiphany's own Mr. Tuesday Night, aka Iron Man, to this party, ladies and gentlemen. Epiphany's own Mojave. What's good with you, bro? Somebody wake Mojave up. We'll come back to him. I guess he didn't want to talk.
Okie dokie.
So we're going to keep it going and go on to our other good brother, C-34 Music, y'all. C-34 in the house. What's good, bro?
Oh, I'm doing well. I have a question, and it has to do with this word here. Did somebody make up a word?
Yeah.
And
a hard word.
Did Weird Al Yankovic? I need to ask. Did Weird Al Yankovic do a remix to Destiny's Child? One of Destiny's Child favorite songs.
I don't know.
You know, it's like I don't think you're ready for this poetry. Because my words are too sapalicious for you, babe. I'm just wondering. I'm confused. What did I miss here?
I'm I see I'm going to have to hang up again. I'm going to have to hang up again.
That wasn't at you. I was just asking the question.
No, it's okay. Man, you can talk to your guests. I'll be back.
C-34 music. The wife's son was given a new nickname by one of the poets. She called him Sapalicious. And my God, has no name ever stuck like that one. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
He probably thinks this is highly illogical.
Yeah, he probably does, but, you know, if it fits, it fits. I mean.
Okay.
If it fits, it fits. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Thank
you for enlightening me. Okay. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing fine. I think J-Rob wanted to go make a sandwich.
No, that's my job. I'm Brother Man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he made him a sandwich.
Come the window.
But he's gonna put cases on all of us. You know, he said all of that too. But Mr. Sapalicious, that's his new name, and he's not trying to grow into it, you know, because it kind of just jumped on him. So he's, you know how J-Rock could be.
Okay, well, I'm just hoping he doesn't turn into Joe Clark after all this, you know, making people jump off the roof expeditiously and stuff. I'm just hoping.
Yeah, I hope not. I hope not.
I'm watching out for y'all. You know that.
Appreciate you, brother. We appreciate you, man. But tonight we're talking about the essence of your poetry. So we want to get out of the way that you go ahead and get on down, bro.
Okay, well, I have this piece called You Don't Have to Wonder. You know my schedule like clockwork. I wake up to you every morning. I go to bed with you every night. I come home to you from a hard day's work. What's up with the questions here? I don't know what your previous man did to you to cause you not to trust my words, giving me the third degree as I'm watching the fourth quarter of this game, but you better recognize who this is in your presence. I'm not him. If all my dedication and the effort to stay disciplined in my eyes towards you, the tunnel vision to remain committed and avoid the company of who you call bitches don't convince you that I'm only into you, bushes of the lonely, then you don't know me, and what you got here is phony. You don't have to wonder, I'm gone. You always asking who she. I treat a few women as sisters. She's not a threat and I'm not interested. She wants to meet you and has invited you over for dinner. No, I'm not defending her. What am I, her lawyer? I'm not arguing with you and you started to annoy me. Every night we go through the same thing, so I can't make you see. I'm yours. And there's no one else. I ain't lying. I ain't lying, girl. If all my dedication and the effort to stay disciplined in my eyes towards you, the tunnel vision to remain committed and avoid the company of who you call bitches doesn't convince you, into you, and I'm not combing through the bushes of the lonely, then you don't know me and what we got here is phony. You don't have to wonder. I'm gone. Find yourself another punching bag. Maybe I should have cheated instead of wasting my time with you. That would have satisfied what you're feeling. I should find someone who needs me and won't mistreat me. Someone who believes in me and sees the real me. But you don't have to wonder. I'm leaving. So you can be with some creep who can deal with you. I guess the essence of my poetry had you cussing me like Dolomite. But if I told you once, I've told you twice. No one can claim they ever stole the mic. Show you right. That's that piece.
You better believe that's that piece. That's what I'm talking about, bro. That's what I'm talking about. Why, son? what you got for that?
I enjoyed what I was able to catch. I truly enjoyed what I was able to catch. I didn't hear the whole piece because I had to excuse myself momentarily, but I enjoyed what I was able to catch.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
The references. The references are truly, truly amazing when you use them in your pieces. And the last few lines for the Dolomite line, oh, man, brilliantly placed. Brilliantly placed. Dynamic Ink is always my brother. Always.
Mm. Thank you very much. And once again, thank you. Thank you for keeping me out of the Cracker Barrel where people trying to be Mark Twain and Walt Whitman, and I can't deal with that. Thank you.
Nah, you're more than welcome. All right, on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor, C-34 Music, y'all. One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
One and one, King.
All right, all right. Let's see if Mojave is still snoozing. Mojave, are you there?
I am here.
All right, finally, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tuesday Night has come back to his phone. Welcome to the Get Down, bro.
What's happening, buddy? What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. Good to hear from you, bro. How you feeling?
You know, it's been a very, very, very good day. Very long day, but good. And being on the show makes it better.
Glad to hear that, bro. Well, I said, where you at, bro?
I'm right here. I was waiting. I'm waiting for my cousin's intro because this dude is so incredible. I know what he's doing. I'm just waiting for the music so I could be like, I need you to go ahead and get on down, because the essence of his poetry is going to really flex for y'all. I'm just waiting for him to get on down.
Hilarious.
No, I'm dead ass. No, bro.
Right now.
I joke about a lot of stuff with y'all, but your talents, I don't play with y'all. I'm a fan of all of y'all for a lot of different reasons. And, bro, you have a particular flex with your poetry I look forward to. So I'm just waiting for you to get on down with it.
Okay.
I'm moving out the way, but I'm just waiting for you to get on down.
All right, just hold on for a second. So let's try this. Hold on. Let me see if I got it.
And do a sweatshirt for Mr. Poetic, by the way. And Mrs. Poetic. Dope stuff.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've lost my space. It's a little bit crazy. I don't think that usually happens. But it does. Hold on for 1 second. Okay. All right. I think I got it. Just wait a second. Just make sure that where I need to be. Here. Okay. Okay, I got it. All right, I'm sorry for
my man.
Sorry for the delay. A little bit.
It happens. Go ahead, do your thing.
All right, hold on for a second. This thing is not want to do right. My voice is doing it. I'm sorry. It's such a delay. I don't know if you can hear us. Can you hear this? That went out. All right. Let's try this again. This should work. All right. Call it. Can you hear that?
Yes.
something about magic. How it appears and how we lose ours in moments and times. I find that magic has always been about wonder. Childlike, like light, shining through a window. The first time we've seen that sunbeam that stayed, watch how the particle dust flows through it. We knew it was magic. The way a day would appear full of promise and play in every phase of music is magic. And what it's given. What's given the light of day versus coming in when there were street lamps come on, fireflies and fireworks across four. The turning. I was showing my feelings for you. I wanted to just hold you for a bit. Touch you. Watch your eyes fill with love and be nested inside my arms. How my skin hungers for that and silk of your intimacies. Distance, not meaning a thing as you cover yourself in the warmth of memory. Wings of paper that shape wishes blown on wind. Float how summer hit, gloats at the notion of self-sweat. I travel class of motions in direction in your soul's direction. How your eyes hold my reflection. Frozen in the bliss of a hesitant kiss. I wait, abate Cupid's revenge. Past memories die. Feet, sticky, covered in sweat. The impact of hip and licks. Exploratory. Remember this squeeze, this essence into the wine of your mind. Rewind. And know that I was there. In every moment, every laugh, I frame your existence as I build bridge on the ridge of hip, neck, and crick. My saliva, a sativa, high. The reflection in your eyes, I fold these wishes. Each corner holding schoolboy desires of a passionate fire. Hold gently into my arms, softly, then fly. Okay. So okay.
Okay. I got a question. What's the name of the piece?
I don't really have a name for the piece. Probably,
okay.
Somebody scribed. And the prompt is just something about magic.
I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that, and I like this for that. I like this for that. So, again, I enjoy the wizardry that you put with your poetry. So, now that I get it, that makes more sense to me. Van Meadows.
First of all, great piece, Mojave. I mean, this is a duet, right? Because she got her whole verse out before you start going into your essence. But that was dope. That was dope. I'm saying what you be doing. I'm saying what you be doing. That's what you do. See you, sir. See you, sir. But great ink, man, as always, man. Great ink.
Thank you. I'll try to do the best I can.
Nah, man, you're doing it, man. Now, before we usher you to the dance floor, would you mind letting everyone know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio Universe, as well as abroad?
Well, this Tuesday I'm off, so good luck. No, I believe that's a sincere Lord Atterbury have that show for Tuesday, but it is calm before the storm, as we know that next weekend is ES Weekend New York Part 2, Joe A.K. Spoken Boogaloo, which features Drip Fest, the full Drip Fest, the Honey Drip Fest coming together with Urban River Theater at Melinda in Albany, New York. A weekend set of activities of pure fellowship, poetry, performance, and more poetry. So that's what we're looking forward to. Of course, this fest will be hosted by Jason Moe and yours truly. We're going to have a good time, literally. It's just so much stuff happening in that power-packed weekend, you know, so, and hopefully I could see my cousin And then I could do a whole bunch of other stuff. So, you know, PPT leading a live UGT band, music, Rare Tiffany, Omari, Walking Erotica, you know, just so many of the trips. I heard somebody else was supposed to go in there, but I hadn't heard if they were making it. But, you know, I'll wait with baby breath to see if it comes through. Hello?
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah.
So here's a question. And
okay.
I'd like for the listening audience, because we got a couple of new people who are hitting folks up back channel that's digging what we're doing. Tell them what you're doing coming up.
So tell them what I'm doing coming up. I thought you heard me.
No. You got other stuff happening.
Oh, I mean, as far as for Epiphany, of course, we are doing, of course, the 100 for 2.0. That one will be visited by Philly V, as well as Epiphany 19, and of course, Egypt. Of course, we're going to be doing a War Council. If you was here for the last War Council, we had an incredible talk. You know, we missed some of y'all because, you know, because Third Tuesday is hard on everybody. But we had a good time talking about a lot of different things that hit the public sphere. One of the things we were talking about was the box text, and that was hilarious. So if you can, make sure you catch the replays on that. Great conversation and everything else that's happening. Of course, coming up in the first Tuesday of every month is Flash Speak. And I believe this Flash Speak is going to be visited by 4 features. So catch up to us. We're about to do some amazing things. It's about to be really dope. Just to come through the Epiphany Radio Universe of Real Entertainment Network. We got something for you every day of the week at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in, turn on, and take your socks off. Baby, baby.
4 features. They ain't ready for that. I'm tuning into that. I need to be up on that. That's gonna be dope. So even if I'm with my lodge, I'm listening in till someone says take the earplugs out. That's gonna be hot. I like that. Van Meadows.
Yes sir. Mahavi and all his goings on Epiphany Radio. Yeah, just catch 1, 2, or catch them all. Just that's all you gotta do. So dude.
Howdy.
We'll get you over to that get-down dance floor, my brother.
All right.
In the event page, the music that you play, put that in the event page. That was hot.
All right.
That's dope. Definitely dope.
All right. No problem.
One love, one mic, my brother.
One love.
Tiffany's own. My hobby. Not this coming Tuesday, but next Tuesday.
Yes. Love y'all to death.
We love you too, bro.
That's it. That should be on one of his sweatshirts, the image of Iron Man, a brown, bronzed Iron Man underneath the crown. That would be dope. But I'm thinking out the box. That's just me. But thank you. And thank you for tuning in.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. John Robertson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son, and the dial-in number, 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1 if you desire to get down with us. How do you feel about that first hour, wise son?
Hey, dig it. I love all the poetry. You know, all joking aside, I'm digging a lot of what I'm hearing. And I'm specifically digging it because people are coming in dropping their version of what the essence of their poetry truly is, because that's a very personal, and I'm digging what I'm hearing. I love the creativity and I like where people are going with it. And this is why I love what we're doing to Get Down, because we're challenging people's pens and they're coming through with it. How about yourself, Ben? What you're thinking?
Hey, man, I'm loving it, man. I am definitely loving it, man. It's just out the box thinking, you know, this time we're asking everyone to dive into the essence of them. Essentially themselves in their ink, you know. But man, it's been a great first hour, man. I'm dying to see what this next hour is going to bring, because We got somebody we ain't heard from in a minute, bro.
Who? Who are you talking?
We got Miss Lips.
You lying.
Hey, guys.
Nope, there she is.
Hey, guys.
How you?
What's happening?
Man, it's been a minute. The bug had me. It kept me under for a good month or more.
Girl, we ain't heard from you since Christmas season.
I have been, it's been a lot going on. There's been new love in my life and some problems with the health and some illnesses.
Lord.
We are back on track.
All this love stuff. What the heck? Keep it in church, man.
Hey, man, it's your time, wise son. Everybody let me know, bro. Everybody let me know. It's your time, bro. It's your time.
If anyone's watching Family Guy, Brian always said, keep it in church, man.
I misspoke because I said new love, but it's not new. It's the return of someone I hadn't seen in many decades, and we figured it all out again.
Keep it in church, man. That's just a dope line. Miss Lips, tonight
we
want you to tell us the essence of your poetry. And without much further ado, would you please do us the immaculate favor of introducing the essence of your poetry to the listeners?
Okay.
And get on down.
I just finished this like less than 20 minutes ago. I just found out what the topic was like 30 minutes before the show started. So this is, you guys know I write about everything, anything and everything that moves me. So this is my take on the essence of my poetry. My pen says the things my voice can't always convey. She spills my emotions, allows space for me to say all the things that move me to anger or love or sorrow or anything that's inappropriate for me to spill in the moment. So I find a space where I can give her freedom. And I let her speak. And she tells my heartbreak, my fantasies, my righteous indignation for the injustices of this world. She cries for me, sings for me, stands up on the mountain and shouts for me. In essence, my pen is the truth of me. Because she says what I cannot. And through her, I am cleansed. Completed, made whole, the real me, the me I was never allowed to be in reality, because the people around me never believed I could be anything. But my pen, she never doubted me, and she stood for me when everyone else failed me. And because of her, I'm still here today. My poetry sustained my life, and I'm grateful that she led me here to be in this community of brilliance, and I found my home here for the essence.
Wow, Van Meadows.
If I could just get off mute, I like the statement in this piece, the positive affirmation, your confidence that you delivered it. This was a dynamite piece. Dynamite piece. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
Why, son?
I'd like to say welcome to the community of brilliance. You and your pen had a long conversation, and you started just putting this together. Your pen was like, and don't forget to write that. And say that, too. I'm digging this.
Yeah.
I likes.
You guys,
welcome to the community of brilliance.
Are like the sages. You guys give me that energy that makes me want to be better.
That'd be Van.
That's bull,
hey, I do nothing. I do nothing.
I've been whacked for years. That's Van. Van does that to people. You know what my hobby does. My hobby's just on a completely different level with it. I'm that cat that's on the coach string. So I'm happy.
Don't y'all believe that? Don't y'all believe that?
Yeah.
Don't you believe it?
Yeah. The humble thing is quite endearing. But we know that you the man.
If my mother could just hear y'all on the radio. My baby thinks he's a man.
Well, Miss Liz, I'm just going over to the Get Down dance floor and let you go ahead and shake a tail feather too. And stick around and do everybody.
I got some making up to do on the dance floor too.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
With your newfound love finding self. Mm-hmm.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Bye, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Bye, baby. Is
Miss Lips. And we're going to go from Miss Lips J. Rive to our favorite Canadian lady, A.
Hey.
Hey, Lady A, what's happening?
Oh, I'm just sitting here thinking about how luscious certain people are.
Yeah. You're going there.
Oh, you gotta love it. It's too funny.
We ain't going there. I've been hanging up on people all night.
Don't be feeling sappy, sappy licious.
Hey! I will. I will leave you on this phone to talk to Van. Let's not play that game.
Oh, you're sweet.
I'm not above hanging up. I will hang up.
No, don't go hang up. It's all good. It really is. Be proud of who you are.
Yeah.
Lady A, tonight we are talking about the essence of your poetry. So can you give us that and get on down?
Yes. You know, I was listening to Lisa was the previous call-in, and I have to say that all her words would be exactly the same as what I would say. It is me. My poetry is who I am. And it provides that freedom of expression where you can't speak elsewhere or to someone. It just is me as well. Lisa voiced it perfectly. Hello?
No, we're right here. We're waiting for you.
It just went dead, I guess. But I brought a poem with me tonight that I wrote not too very long ago, back in January, and it's called The Fragility of Men. So if I may.
Well, go ahead and get on down.
Thank you. He watched her from a distance, not so far that she didn't see him. She spied him from the corner of her eye. She knew he watched her. Good-looking, broad shoulders, thick chest, dark complexion, watching, always standing and just watched as she danced. Time passes weeks, in fact. No move was made to approach her. If he wanted to meet her, just come over and say hello. But no, frustrated with his procrastination, she continued to party with her friends. Young men wanted her attention. But her eyes were only on him. There are first times for everything, and tequila shots being one, gathered with some friends, she drank the Mexican potion and put her in a state of wonder, and inebriated she was, covering one eye so as not to stop the double vision, and off they went. piled into a cab, and to the club they went. She had her cloak of bravery, and there he was in his usual spot. And she thought, tonight you're going to talk. As he passed her in the crowd, she backed up against his chest, slithering and sliding to the beat of the music. She danced on him. In her drunken state, she said, oh, you have to excuse me tonight. I've been drinking tequila. A friend rescued her before she made a carnal mistake. Home she went to meet her date and with a great white throne. The next week at the club, she caught his eye. Though he was shy, he came over to inquire if she had been drinking tequila that night. The door was open. Talked and laughed, and when the lights went on, he was awkward and unable to speak. She then led the way. This is when you asked me if I want to go for a coffee with you, and the rest is history. Perhaps one day a man will lead and sweep her off her feet. No prompts required. He'll express his desire, and she'll swoon and be carried away. End poem.
Okay, Lady A. This is a beautiful, beautiful piece of writing here. It's a very nice love story.
Thank you.
Why, son?
What is up with all you people and all this love poetry? This real stuff happening in the world. Everybody's on this love. All you're hearing is, if you want that special lover, love breaks you down to another. That's the way it goes on love train. What the hell?
You created this movement, hell, man, with your boudoirs.
What do you think about that, though, you guys? Like, what do you think? If you were in a situation in a public place, in a restaurant, not a restaurant, but let's say a club or a party, and you spied somebody that you were attracted to, are you too shy to approach that person? Would you approach them, or would you allow your insecurities keep you back from even meeting them?
My sexiness will ask someone to come over and say what's up to me. I was
just getting ready to say that you're making an assumption that there are insecurities here.
No, I'm just saying, if you were that way, would you, if you had insecurities, would you go and approach a girl? Would you step out of yourself to do that? Or would
I don't know, because I'm not kind of cat.
It depends on that setting, that mood, that who she is, where we are. I'm not as handsome as J-Rob, so
if J-Rob was handsome, he'd be getting married too. Don't be letting these handsome cats with hazel eyes and long beards and bald heads fool you. They write all that I'm so juicy and sexy and can sweep you off your feet with my looks and my sexy voice thing, and then you know you got guys like me that's like, so tuna fish tonight, huh? And that's
you looked in the mirror and you saw that of yourself. Oh, another reason to admire the wise son.
Every Tuesday night it's tuna fish.
So are you saying about yourselves, cause that you're, I'm not going to use the word aggressive, but if you were interested in somebody, that you were attracted to somebody, that you would approach them and take that step and ask them to dance or talk them up or buy them a drink or something like that, would you be more of that mindset than staying back and saying, oh, you know, she's not in my league or she's too pretty or whatever?
Yeah, I'm not that kind of cat to be like, she's too pretty.
Yeah, I'm not.
That ain't me. I'm going to walk over and be like, what's taking you so long to ask me to dance? Why are you playing?
it's just, I guess,
like,
for me, in my past experience with, you know, when I was younger and that sort of thing, that men were too shy. Like, when I was in high school, I never got asked out in high school.
I never got asked out either. I mean, but I went to an all boys school, so praise God I didn't get asked out. But you know, high school's awkward, you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes
that
kind of stuff happens.
That flowed into my adult life as well, and I could never understand it. So I was always the one to make that first effort to go and ask somebody to dance or go up and talk them up or whatever. It was never, very rarely, very, very, very rarely did a guy come over and talk to me or ask me to dance.
They just saved you. They just saved you from heartache. It's okay.
Okay.
However, before we continue with this, we definitely got to get you on a Get Down dance floor. I think Van gonna start buying you some drinks and seeing whether or not you can get down and shake your boogie woogie woogie. How?
Okay.
But
he's engaged. He's not on the market anymore, so
he can look at the menu. Tell he just
again,
can't
again.
Buy nothing.
Yeah, no, he can't. He can't look. He's not in a place where he can even look right now. He's only got eyes for one person in his life.
He can look at the menu.
You,
Van.
I'm proud of you.
He just ain't gotta buy nothing.
Yeah, so
thank
it's
you.
Up to you,
J-Rob,
to hold up the fort now.
Yep, all you
do. Oh, you love story poets, my God. Anyway, thank you so much, beloved. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Lady A headed on down to the Get Down dance floor, hopefully to buy a drink for Van after the show. One
no,
love.
It'll be awesome.
Thank
Mike,
you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All for you, J-Rob. Listen, y'all. Listen, we're going to go. We're in an alphabet here. We're going to go from a Lady A to a Brother O. What's good, Brother O?
What's good, man? How you doing?
My man,
man,
Brother O, what's good with you, King?
I'm good, J-Rob.
My man. My man. Escort the Brother in, Van. Stop being an impolite host.
Well, Brother O, we want to go ahead and let you get on down on the mic as we talk about the essence of your poetry. So go ahead and get on down, bro.
Let's see, Tyler, this poem is called I Desire That Real Type of Love. I desire that real type of love. Where I can hold you tight in my arms while we cuddle, hug, and kiss on the couch for hours. I desire that real type of love when I don't mind going into the kitchen to cook your favorite meal and serve it to you as your personal waiter on the table with candlelights. I desire that real type of love where we can enjoy watching our favorite movies or television shows on demand along with snacks and enjoy quiet evenings at home. I desire that real type of love where we can go out on a cruise, go out for a walk on the beach or park, take a walk in downtown Chicago, go near a body of water. I desire that real type of love where we can quality time as a couple at a concert, at a movie, at a restaurant, at a poetry event, on a road trip with our families and at our favorite hangout spots. I desire that real type of love where we can text inbox and call each other several times a day. I desire that real type of love where we can talk for hours at a time until we fall asleep. I desire that real type of love where we can laugh and cry without shame and express our feelings in the open. I desire that real type of love where we can share our dreams, goals, vision, aspirations to put together a plan of action. I desire the real type of love where we can discuss our secrets, shortcomings, insecurities, weaknesses, and fears without with clarity and transparency. I desire the real type of love where we can have the space to be honest and upfront with each other. I desire the real type of love where I refuse to be the other brother on the side, the brother with extra added benefits, or placed in a friend zone permanently. I desire that real type of love where I have zero tolerance of being lying, being played, tricked, used, taken advantage of, and abused. I desire that real type of love where we as a couple stand together in times of tragedy, challenges, adversity, and sickness. I desire that real type of love where we as a couple stand together through rumors, shade throwing, false accusations, hater raid, and vicious attacks on our characters. I desire that real type of love we as a couple can pray together, share scriptures along with meditation. I desire that real type of love we as a couple give 100% of each other and build a healthy relationship based upon mutual trust. That's at peace.
My man, I'm really digging where you're taking this. I'm really digging where you're taking this. And I'm like, okay, I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you on this. And you took love in a different direction with this piece, so I can appreciate that. So that be
right.
That all things being equal, I truly do like this piece a lot. Van Meadows, what say you, sir?
Man, well, Brother O knows that I'm a huge fan of his work, man, and this piece is no different. You know, he truly puts himself in his work, and you can hear that throughout the pieces. So, Brother O, thank you, man, for just being diligent to who you are in your pen.
Thanks, Brother Van. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you, brother. Now we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor, brother, so that you can go ahead and get on down. One love, one mic, Brother O.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go from Brother O to Epiphany's own one half host of the Just J Gina show. We got Just J. What's good with you, bro?
Greetings, people. How y'all doing, man?
Man, doing
y'all
good, man.
See
how
my,
you doing, bro?
Going what's going on with you, J-Bops?
I'm good, good brother. It's good to hear your voice up here.
Man, it's been a minute, man. You know, it's just like get the moving. And brother try to keep me having nervous breakdown. I stand still. I'm back now.
Hey, as long as you got a chance to wake up in the morning, man, you got another opportunity to make it all happen.
And that's the thing, and that'd be the stuff to be easy to get.
Amen. Amen.
Good to hear from you, bro.
Van Meadows.
You too, Black Man. Good to hear from both of y'all, man. The dynamic duo.
Appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you. But we just coming in here just
very
to
much
a little poetry.
You.
Hear a lot of poetry. We do a little poetry, but we hear a lot of poetry. So that's what we're here for, man. That's what we're here for. So we're talking about the essence of your poetry, bro.
Essence? Oh, I got the piece for that. I got the piece for that. Do I answer it now or do I answer it in the piece?
You can answer it in the piece, good brother. We're getting out the way and letting you go ahead and get on down.
All right. Appreciate y'all, man. All right. This was a 7-word prompt. I have not got around to getting to all the words. Ripples, celestial, border, precedence, ravenous, cacophony, and libations. Celestial libations distilled in the heart of nebulous. Allows me to chain melodies of creation, strung out like junkies on the string theories of eternity. Dribbling throughout the cacophony of ambient background radiation. Causing precedence of ravenous intentions, placing the word in this poem in cryogenic suspension. Now damn, that's cold, downright galvanic. As I feel the gravitational field, build the tension in my quill, builds, and my pen came to life like chill, feel. Standing on the edge of the event horizon, I see the still. As I watch my pen spaghettify and fly out of my hand, zipping into the singularity. When I slip this 7-word swivel and to the center of this debris field, and none of this would be possible if I were not ill. Boom.
Wow, Justin. Just wow. Hmm. Watch that.
My man was spitting poetry on the string theory of eternity. I really dig this one. I really dig this one.
I got a chance to nerd out with it, man.
I like that. I was like, okay, I see what you're doing here. I see what you're doing here. That right there was really cool.
Thanks. It's still not done yet. I haven't used all the words yet.
That's all right. What you gave us right now is top notch.
Thank you, brother.
Van Middle.
He got to nerd out with it. So you became a nerd word in this piece. But amen, I dug this, you know. It definitely spoke to me as a poet. I can see why you had the perfect piece for the essence of your poetry. Because this wordplay and the way that you use these words embodies what you do with your work. So, you know, I guess poetry has been waiting for you to get back to this point, man, because you know how your pen get wicked. So what you waiting for, bro? What you waiting for, bro?
The dog on lightning cracked on that one. I was like, get out of here, man. What's the word?
Stop holding back, bro. Stop holding back.
Yeah.
But dope ink, man.
Everything has a time.
So you want to let the world know what you got going on the Pitching Radio, bro? You want to let them know?
Yes, sir. This Saturday is going to be me and Gina Storm. We're going to be doing the Just Jay and Gina show. We're going to add another element into that. I know we've been talking about it last time, you know, things didn't quite go the way they was. And we're going to have this fine running old machine, man. And to be honest with you, I'm not even about numbers, so I just want to go ahead and make sure it gets right. You know what I'm saying? Once it gets right, it's going to go ahead and do what it's supposed to do. This Sunday, I'm going to be in an interview over there at the Small House of Poetry on Clubhouse. I'm going to let them dive in. Background, dad, mom, you know, just go ahead and dive on in. So it's going to be a one-shot deal. If you want to be there, be there. That's all I got pretty much going, brother.
Okay, my brother.
All right.
Appreciate you. Without question. Now we're going to get you on over to the Get Down Dance Floor, brother, so you can do your thing and you can catch our brother this Saturday at Pippin Radio. Make sure you tune in. One love, one mic, bro.
Hey, man, be easy, man. Y'all take care.
Sounds good, brother. Just J.
You too, big bro.
The dance floor. Man, next up. Uh-oh. I know who this is, man. It's been a minute, but welcome to Get Down. Let everybody know who you be. Hey, code 214. Are you muted? Unmute yourself.
Who was it?
Don't know. It's press one, but they're not. Hello? Hey. How you doing?
Hello?
Welcome to the Get Down. Who do we have on the mic?
Aw, I'm too bashful, man.
Well, that's all right. We went back to him and okay. All right. So let me give the Epiphany rundown. Join us tomorrow night. There's not a show on Friday nights at the moment. But Saturday night you just heard Jess J and the Gina Storm show. Just Jay and Gina show. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factor with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo. Monday night, you got King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, you got the King himself, King Atterbury, along with Sincere from Los Angeles. And then on Wednesday night, you got those divas. Whew. Man, the Erotic Love Pearl, La Negra, and Mrs. VIP. Make sure you tune in. And then we'll be right back here next Thursday, y'all. Do they know what next Thursday is when we get down? Do they know? They know?
Man, listen, don't tell them to spoil the surprise.
Open mic. Today.
You know what it is?
It's the last Thursday. But there you have it, the Epiphany lineup. Make sure y'all tune in. We got something for y'all. We got something for everybody. But we're going to go ahead and close out.
Yeah,
last words. We're going to start with my brother, Wise Son.
First and foremost, poets, thank you. Poets, I appreciate you. I salute you. Because of you, we can. And because of you, we shall continue to. We're just a little old poetry show that comes on every so often to touch your soul, poetically speaking. And y'all bless us by not seeing it as robbery to bless us with your talent for a couple of hours. And to that, I salute every single one of you. And it is my hope that you continue to support this show and its network and the other shows in the Epiphany Radio universe, because we truly do this for you. Van Meadows, goes without saying how much I love you, King. You're an incredible cat. I'm the luckiest dude on radio. I get to host with a cat like you. I get to hear my cousin spit. I get to hear some incredible ladies come through here like VIP and La Perla Negra. I get to hear just Jay get it in. Occasionally we get King Atterbury and Queen Simmons and the Gina Storms of the world, the For Real Poets of the world. Man, this is an awesome, awesome family to be a part of. And I'm humbled to be here. And even when Mr. Metaphoria dips his toe in the water, it's all special because it shows that what we attempt to do turns out something special, man. And you're one of the biggest reasons that this is here for us, man. So thank you. And thanks for putting me onto this, man. I love you, boy.
Oh, man, I love you too, bro. Man, you kind of said it all, brother, but I salute you too, man, you know, because you're king as well. And, bro, you really do the thing, man. We've been rocking out at this for a good little minute. And, man, having such a good time on this topic, the poetry. Man, the poetry. I'm a fan of the art. And being here with you, my brother, and we're a fan of the art together, man, listen, great time. And I love it. And I love you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
To the callers, the listeners, the poets, the other hosts, amen. Without you, there wouldn't be any Epiphany Radio. We'd just be sitting here. But you come through night after night, week after week, day out, tuning into this network. And we're praying and hoping that something said here through the art, through the ink, is touching you or has touched you. Maybe you stopped writing and you just haven't been coming back yet. It's okay. We're still here. So come on back. Because when you got a brother like Dave Rouse, who always pushes me, and I in turn push him, makes writing together and hosting together fun and enjoyable. But we can stay all night and do this. Want you to tune in Saturday night, One Love, One Mic, and remember to take your socks off. Peace.
That part, peace, y'all.